It's Monday, and on Mondays we'd like to reflect on a weekend of sport. Michael Pedro, welcome to the studio. Do you want to speak about Harry and Meghan?
I haven't seen anything, so I'm not going to say anything. And also, even before all of this, I wasn't really someone who followed the royals.
That's okay.
I'm rather just going to keep quiet.
That's okay. So we'll speak about sport then. Obviously, the DStv Premiership, Premier League, Madrid Derby, there's a lot happening.
Yeah, so we'll start with the DStv Premiership, Stellenbosch and Cape Town City. It was definitely a weekend for derbies all across the world in terms of football. This was the Cape Derby, Stellenbosch running out 2-1 winners in that game. Orlando Pirates, they are up to second, just 1 point behind leaders Sundowns, although Sundowns do have 4 games in hand. Pirates beat Chipper 3-0 over the weekend. They've quietly gone about their business. They've put together a decent run of form. And depending on how those 4 games in hand go with Sundowns, it could be quite close come the business end of the season. Elsewhere, Arrows are up to 3rd on the log. That's after they beat Leopards 3-1. So they're also having a pretty good time of it at the moment as well. And then over in the Premier League, Man United.
Sure, that was quite an upset, eh? Not everyone saw that coming.
No, I definitely didn't see it coming. I mean, City 21 games unbeaten. Man United a little bit iffy in their form, although their away record is excellent this season. They beat Man City 2-0, Fernandes with a penalty, and then Luke Shaw just at the beginning of the second half with those goals. But Man City, though, are still 11 points ahead of United at the top of the table. Spurs, Gareth Bale seems to be coming good. He scored twice as they beat Crystal Palace 4-1. He's now had 7 goal involvements in his last 4 club games for Spurs. And Jose Mourinho saying over the weekend that he's over the psychological trauma of all the injuries that he's had throughout his career. So that could be menacing news for the rest of the league, especially if they come up against Liverpool again, because it's a 6th loss in a row at Anfield for the Reds. They lost 1-0 to Fulham and are now 8th, 4 points off the top 4. So even getting into Europe this season is going to be a bit of a struggle for the defending champions.
Yeah, that's fascinating to watch. And then the Proteas, the Momentum Proteas women doing really well at the weekend. They're playing again tomorrow, right?
Yes, so they are taking on India in a 5-match series. The first game was yesterday, and a record partnership of 168 between Lizelle Lee and Laura Wolfart helped them to an 8-wicket win yesterday. That stand for the first wicket was the highest by a South African team for any wicket against India. Lee finished on 83 and Wolfart on 80. And as you heard in the sports bulletin from Tolekele, she also brought up her 2000th ODI run. So a fantastic start to that series for the Proteas women. And the next match, I think, is the early hours of tomorrow morning.
Great. Thank you so much, Michael. Just reflecting there on what happened in the sporting world at the weekend.